USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. North Korea fired two cruise missiles from the west coast town of Ancheon, according to South Korean military sources. The launches came a day after Seoul and Washington kicked off 4 days of preliminary joint drills in preparation for the long-suspended live field training, Ulchi Freedom Shield, which takes place from August 22nd to September 1st. Catholic Vote this week launched a $1 million ad campaign confronting President Joe Biden over a rash of attacks on churches by pro-abortion groups protesting the Supreme Court ruling that struck down Roe v. Wade. The ads will air in Wisconsin and Arizona, as well as a number of key districts in other states across the country. It will also run in Washington, D.C., so the political figures in the Justice Department will see it, said Catholic Vote Communications Director Joshua Mercer. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Southwestern cotton growers are abandoning millions of parched acres that they planted in spring, prompting forecasts for the weakest U.S. harvest in more than a decade and sending prices sharply higher. The severe drought and some of the hottest weather on record have scorched cotton fields and are driving a historically high level of abandonment in the Southwest, according to the USDA. U.S. agriculture forecasters expect drought-struck farmers to walk away from more than 40% of the 12.5 million acres they sowed with cotton and harvest the smallest area since Reconstruction. Back then in 1868, yields per acre were less than a fifth of what they are today, but the market for cotton was vastly smaller, too. There are water shortages affecting millions out west.
People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the west and Mexico. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Heat waves could affect Christmas tree farms. Live Christmas trees are more popular than ever, but heat waves and droughts could force some to go back to artificial trees. It takes years to grow a tree before it's harvested, and while more mature trees could be plentiful this holiday season, newer trees with years to go are suffering in some parts of the country. Travel costs for the Labor Day weekend are expected to rise.
Hotel prices across the United States will cost travelers around $189 per night this Labor Day weekend. Travel research group Hopper says while that number is up 6% from last year, it's down from the summer peak price of $193. Hotel costs are one of the few places travelers can expect some relief as the summer travel season draws to a close. Domestic airfare is up 23% since last year and will cost around $278 round trip. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you think Jaws was big, imagine what sharks looked like millions of years ago. The puny great white from the Jaws movie would have been dwarfed by the megalodon, which could open its jaws to nearly 6 feet. Scientists say it could have scarfed up an animal the size of a killer whale in just 5 bites. Researchers used fossil evidence, including teeth the size of a human fist, to create a model of the beast. The study in the journal Science Advances finds that ancient sharks are some 50 feet from nose to tail. That's bigger than a school bus. Yeah, you're going to need a bigger boat. This is USA Radio News.